I'm sure you've heard of the Shai-Hulud NPM worm by now, but I want to go in this video and talk about why it is extremely sophisticated and honestly, like, really impressive, okay? So what is happening here is we have hundreds of NPM packages that have been infected. The 640, by the way, this number is increasing actively, that have been infected via this Shai-Hulud supply chain attack. NPM is the Node Package Manager. Basically, it's a place for people who code in JavaScript, put code for people to use, right? It's like, you know, traditional package manager system, kind of like pip for Python. You can write these functions that are really complex and hard, like is number, is even, is odd, and upload them so people don't have to write that code themselves. You know, very simple stuff. A lot of that code most of the time lives on repos like GitHub, for example. Somebody, we don't know the patient zero yet, poisoned their package with a thing called a pre-install script or a post-install script. Very common practice in packages, right? But the post-install script was malicious and did the evil bidding of this worm. When this repo went up, other maintainers of other packages downloaded that package. So Wiz.io, a research company, did a really good job of breaking it down with this graphic here. So again, we have kind of this like initial compromise, like a patient zero of the attack that no one really knows like where this started. But and imagine that somebody gets hacked, right? Somebody has the ability to maintain an NPM package, so they get compromised. What the local activity of the malware was a variety of things. First of all, they look for local environment variables, local credentials for things like Google Cloud Platform, AWS, Azure, etc., and push those out to some kind of C2 network so that they can, you know, get access to all their cloud and steal all their data. But the worm-like propagation that's so impressive is the malware looks around and sees, is this person have the ability, do they have the ability to publish NPM packages? If they do, they inject the already existing pre-install script into their package and then push that up, which then other people will pull down, and this process begins recursively. Literally, it is a recursive worm-like descent into the entire world of JavaScript. Also, before we keep going, guys, I'm almost at 1 million. I'm trying to get to 1 million by the end of the year. If you do me a favor, press that sub button. I really appreciate it. If you don't press the sub button, the universe will implode, potentially. It could. I don't know. Maybe. Now, so like, the worm-like propagation is neat, obviously. Like, that's, like, a really cool way of, like, spreading malware is, like, you have the ability to propagate through a publisher who then hits other publishers, and it kind of just, like, fork bombs itself into the world. But what I find even more kind of beautiful is the exfiltration and C2 methods. To go about this, we have to kind of talk about what like CI/CD is and how like general software maintenance works. So CI/CD, right? Continuous integration, continuous development, is this process when you're writing code where basically you're trying to have your code be as like deployment ready and as clean and safe as possible with as little developer intervention, right? So basically, let's say you have like a feature branch and you want to merge that feature branch into master, right? Well, when you do that merge, what's going to happen is a linter is going to run, a variety of tests are going to run. There's going to be some kind of process that happens automatically in CI that allows you to confirm that it's not going to break prod, right? You have some kind of automated testing. Now, obviously, the developer themselves did that testing, but you have kind of like this larger enterprise test that like confirm and write reports for you all automatically. Now, to do that, a lot of times you use these things in things like GitHub and GitLab called runners. A runner is just the compute that exists to execute the action. If I have a CI/CD task that I want to run a linter on a piece of code, that linter has to physically execute somewhere. And so I can register a computer as a runner for that CI task, okay? But what Shai-Hulud does, which is so beautiful, is when it gets onto somebody's computer, when it locally exploits them, it makes a new GitHub repo to push all their credentials to, okay? It makes a place to exfil and C2 kind of control, like to push those credentials. But then it makes a malicious workflow in GitHub, and it registers the developer's computer as a GitHub runner. What that means is they are able to have workflow actions that execute on behalf of the malware on the developer's computer. They're literally using like GitHub's ability to run actions as like their botnet C2. It's absolutely incredible. So in this workflow, this is Datadog's write-up on this, very, very good write-up here. I'll link that in the description below as well. They have this discussion going on in a workflow, right? So workflows have discussions. And then when a discussion item is added, the steps to execute that discussion are to just run the command, right? So you take the body of the discussion and you run it, okay? That is the entire workflow. What this boils down to is the attacker can add a discussion to the workflow that will contain a malicious command, and that malicious command will get ran like CI/CD on the most available GitHub runner, which is just the compromised person's computer. That's beautiful. To me, that is just like, whoever came up with that is just, that's glorious combat. Okay, that's amazing. And so ultimately, right, the goal of the malware is just to be everywhere, to go as far as possible, to suck up as much data, as much credentials as possible, and to use them to further propagate itself and just steal information from people. Now, the actual actor behind this, like who is doing this, we have literally no idea who it is. It's kind of crazy that we have like no indication of who it could be. And also we have no indication of who like patient zero is, which is kind of sketchy. The agent can conditionally just wipe your computer. It's like, I don't need to be here anymore. Delete the whole CPU, which is also kind of terrifying. So yeah, a couple quick ways to tell if you've been hacked. First of all, if you have a new repo that just like appeared on your computer magically and it has a cloud.json, contents.json, or environment.json, not great. Also, if you see a bun environment file that match either of these hashes or a setup bun.js that matches this hatch, I would probably be a little nervous. Also, another way that you should be using your authentication is if you are a maintainer of, well, if you're anybody, you should have two-factor authentication. And one of the methods that the 2FA for NPM allows is YubiKey, today's sponsor. Guys, the only way you can be safe online is by having multiple factors of authentication when you're doing auth on any website. There are three forms of authentication, things that you are, like your fingerprint, your eyes, your voice, things that you know, your password, for example, or a PIN, and things that you have, like a key or a smart card. Now, I go to YubiKey for my security keys because they are universally accepted. They literally work on all these platforms. In particular, I'm looking at kind of the developer area here. Things like Bitbucket, GitHub, Docker, GitLab, Ubuntu are all compatible with the YubiKey. It is an easy way to add two-factor authentication flow to your workflow and allow you to not get compromised by the SHA-Halud worm if you maintain an NPM package, guys. And starting Thursday, they're having their Black Friday sale until December 1st of 2025. Guys, get 30% off a YubiKey right now. That is a great deal to make yourself secure. So that's, come on, just go get one. Oh, and look at that. You can get them at Best Buy. That's pretty cool. Thanks again to YubiKey for sponsoring this video. Back to the video. Anyway, guys, that's it for now. Thanks for watching. I appreciate it. You know what to do. Smash that sub button. Come on, a million's coming. We can get there by the end of the year. I feel it. I know it. I know we can do it. You have to press subscribe. The universe depends on it. Thank you so much. Goodbye.